Wow, we're accomplishing so much today in New York, Jersey, Connecticut. Great. New program directors here.
Clean slate.
Listen to Jay-Z. Foxy Brown is here. Kev Lyles, how are you, man? Wow, this is, I just feel like this, wow. This
is a lot of energy up here. It's nice. It's not generic. It's just great energy.
Yeah. I would like to, hey, I just got this question. Because I didn't even think or address that. So, Kev, now you were, that was your position, correct? President of Def Jam.
Yeah.
Wow, so did you and Kev ever talk about you maybe taking the position to have some conversation about it? Or
did we? I believe it happened so left field.
Kev, he answered for you.
Nah, it's true.
It's the truth.
Okay.
That, like I said, to the last day, I had to pin my lawyers over for 5 hours. I was going to sign it, whether I was just going to go home, go to sleep, play some. I didn't know if I was going to really do it. So it just happened.
So, you know, Kev, me and you have that chance because we've talked. When I say Kev Lyles, because Neil C. does appear on Angie's show and you, the Shine Project. So, you know, I'm not talking to you right now. So, now you're at Atlantic. Warner Music Group. It's a beautiful bit. No, yeah, be clear.
That's the one. Clear.
Yeah, Atlantic's underneath. The one is the big. Okay. So this is a beautiful thing, man. That the music business has come to this.
The Browning, man. Of America, man. Yeah.
It's at 97.
And that's like what was offered to me. Like I ain't believe it. You know what I'm saying? Or it wouldn't happen for another artist for another 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I feel like what I did opened the door for a lot of artists. Artists.
Definitely.
You know, my career ends on the VH1 special. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It don't end in the boardroom. It don't end. You know, running Universal or anything like that, it ends bad a lot.
This is beautiful.
A lot more than not, right? A lot more than, you know, than the norm. It ends bad.
So, Foxy,
what's that?
are you ready? Are you ready to start recording, to get it popping, to put out another album?
I mean, I've been ready. I'm back home, so Jay and I started, but I fought long and hard to leave, even though it was like a bitter divorce, because I left, and you know, all the guys that were up there and Russell Simmons, they are like families to me. I've been here since I was 15 years old, so it was like really getting a divorce. And
I guess sometimes people forget you started very young.
I started at 15, for real.
Age.
I mean, they said we keeping it real.
For real, like Jay can tell you, I would go from the studio he'll have to pick me up from school and take me to the studio. Like, and my mother was real adamant about finishing school and doing what I had to do. So I took a lot of correspondence courses on the road and just records, like doing what I had to do. I was a monster at 15.
And I'm going to have some real talk with you, Foxy. I mean, is this going to be.
Lord.
No. Is this going to be.
Oh, Lord.
I don't remember classes and all that.
Yes,
we'll talk about that later. Everybody said keep it real.
An all right environment for you to be in. Let's just say, if with Jay telling you what you can and cannot do on the label, is that going to be an
issue? Again, like I said, I trust him 100%. Anybody that knows me knows that I would never have made that move if I didn't think carefully about it. And, and you know, when Jay told me he was contemplating on going, taking the job at Def Jam, I was like, and he's like, you got to see the bigger picture. You got to understand, you know, if I'm there. And again, I trust him, and there's not too many people, because I've been in the business since I was 15.
How long has it been, Jen?
I'm sorry?
How long has it been?
Since I've been in the,
an album. Your last album.
Yes. And I really don't
You got about 4 or 5 joints still amongst in the club.
I gave him 4 years and I threw the market out and, you know, heated it up a little.
Now, but for involved in your project, the last
Puffy and Def Jam. I don't really know
you don't know what happened.
I don't really know, like, the, you know, Puffy had wanted me from day one.
She's biting. She's biting.
One.
Let's pause for a second.
Jay-Z,
she's about to go in.
She's about to go in.
Okay,
go
in. No, Puffy. So Kevin can attest to it. Anybody? Mm-hmm. I mean, Puffy and I always had, huh?
I feel you'll say it better. For some reason, you'll describe it better. Okay, yes?
Puffy me from the beginning. And when he found an opportunity, when it was a little he stepped to Leor and Kev and figured out Foxy's situation. And I didn't feel like, you know, it was so perfect. And, you know, the soul artist, and it can't go down. I'll put whatever behind you. I really want to do it. Puff to death, but we went out, we tried it, we went to the BET Awards, did it, you know. And even though I respect him as a business man, the vibe and the way that I am and the feeling of a partnership and, you know, somebody that I'm a ride for, it just wasn't there.
How did you explain it wasn't gonna happen?
I'm you know, I'm blunt to almost to my detriment. I was like, shut up. We have to understand, Puff, that I'm really not used to taking orders. I've sold millions of records on my own. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really used to taking orders. But again, this is the person that I started with. From when we didn't have one record school. You know, we didn't have one record sitting up here and didn't have a record. So I remember when Jay used to stand outside and wait for you to come outside and give you the CDs. Like, yo,
and how did that came up? One time I was waiting for you crazy long. That my cousin.
Tell me which song, which record. I don't remember.
This was off top, homie. This was like,
this might have been
in my lifetime. I had the, you know, had the basket and everything. I prepared a nice presentation.
TV, the Lexus.
Now we got to have some real talk. But when I got to that
eight, there you go, the good side.
All right. What happened? You're really tapping me, D. I'm sorry.
Said it was all right.
yeah, he said it was good, but... Yeah, you're right. Hot 97, Phone Flex, Jay-Z. We have a lot to talk about. This is fun. Real talk. That's what we're calling.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm going to get Fox to get a little realer, though, before she leaves. Just a touch. Hot 97, you're... Hold on a little longer. I watched that laugh. That laugh.
Are you studying?
Now I'm just holding now. I was holding that just now.
Yeah. Sometimes I've learned a lot, Jay-Z, techniques to use on other people. Yeah, okay. I've learned a lot.
Okay.
So me and you, the week the album comes out, we're going to have one of these.
When what album comes out?
My album comes out?
Yeah,
we're going to have one.
We're going to flood the radio. You know that. You know I'll give them 250 mean ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you talking about bar? You talking about freestyling?
Yeah.
I'm talking about...
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about having a real like, one-on-one, real talk session.
Okay.
Like me and Jay had to.
Oh.
Great.
Oh my God.
It's at 97, Funk Flex. Now listen, so if you want to air, you can call up right now. You can talk to Foxy, you can talk to Jay-Z, you can ask them whatever you want to ask them. You know, I mean, they're going to be here for a little while. Oh, the intern, Foxy, you didn't meet my intern. So look at my intern. She's a young lady. She's definitely, we have a new intern up here every night. What are they competing for again, Tat? Tat knows what they're competing
for. $1,000 shopping spree from Fat Farm, courtesy of DEFCON 3.
Okay. Introduce yourself again, young lady. You got lost in the sauce for a second.
I'm Robin Johnson.
From?
Mount Vernon in the Bronx.
Okay. And what school you go to?
Mount Vernon High School.
Okay.
Aww.
You met Foxy Brown?
Hi.
Oh,
hello.
Hi. Is that pretty? He's like,
nice. So... you're going to be competing for that. That's really good. We're going to see. How's you been doing today?
Not bad.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, now that I have Jay here, I guess I could ask him. You know, we have a unsigned talent segment that we do in a little while. what happens is, I'll explain the whole in your music with a box of cereal. See, those right there, you come with the the demo, and you have to tape your demo.
I'm going to send, I got a couple of marketing people and other, so I'm going to send them in, you know what I'm saying? We go pull this thing together. You know, you just gave Fruity Pebbles and Apple Jack. You know, we got to get on that.
Something I would love to do for one of the
artists,
unsigned artists, because just like how me and you had some real conversation, one day I let the listeners call up and what they liked and didn't like about me, and main thing that he says when they see me in the club or something, I don't take time to listen to their music or take a demo from them or get it on. So I said, you know what, we're going to create a segment.
But you got,
we play it.
That's cool.
So I'd love to talk to you about, you know, we want to have this grand prize one day where a person can get some studio time just to go and work, not to sign anything.
Oh, okay. And if they're good, then we go from there.
Yeah, right? and yeah, and if we can get some studio time, would be great.
So just the studio time.
Just the studio.
Oh, that's smooth. That's nothing.
Okay, so it's I-97 going to go to this Victory, P. Diddy, Notorious B.I.G. Like I said, you want to air out, you can talk to Foxy Brown and Jay-Z right now. I'm going to let you talk to him. Ask him whatever you want to ask him. Let's do it. I-97.
Turn the music up.
Yeah.
They call me Young Mediterranean, Young Yacht, you know what I'm saying? I've been all over the globe, London, everywhere. Let me tell you one thing, man. America's number one DJ is New York City's own Funk Master Flex, right here in New York. Please believe it. Young's in the building. Rock. Talk to him, Flex.
You heard
talk
what
to
he
Flex.
Said, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jay-Z. Uh-huh. Funk Flex, when you see me, show me some respect.
Please believe it. Yes, sir.
Turn the music up.